Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Sean? Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hey, what's all this?
Oh, I cleaned out your desk today. I'm throwing all this away.
Oh, wait a minute.
These keys look new. I think we ought to hang on to them.
Dear, they belong to the three padlocks we threw away when we moved and we couldn't find the keys, remember?
All right. Throw them all away. Well, just a minute. I'm not going to throw this away.
Boy, that's just an old broken watch. It only has one hand.
June, this is not a watch. This is my old pedometer.
What's a pedometer?
Well, you set it at zero and put it in your pocket and tells you how many miles you walked.
Is that good to know?
It sure was when I was a kid. My father gave me this. I used to take hikes, check the distance to school, and in the summers I'd clock myself back and forth from the ice house.
Sounds a little old-fashioned to me.
Well, it certainly isn't. You know, as a matter of fact, I think I'll take this up and give it to the boys. I'll bet they get just as big a kick out of it as I did.
Well, while you're up there, would you tell the boys supper will be a little late?
Late?
Yes, I put the roast in the oven at 4 o'clock, but, well, I pushed the wrong button.
New York.
N-E-W-Y-O-R-K.
New Jersey.
J-E-R-S-E-Y.
New Mexico.
M-E-X-I-C-O.
Beaver, that's New Mexico. How come you're leaving off the news?
Oh, I know my fronts. I just gotta learn my backs.
Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah, I skipped to the bottom.
What'd you do that for? Wyoming doesn't even have a new on it.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. I'm just spelling my state.
Oh, fine. Hey, look what I have for you, boys.
Gee, a present. What is it?
Don't you know?
No, sir.
How about you, Wally?
It looks like a busted watch.
Yeah, there's a hand missing.
No, boys, it's a pedometer.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of those once in a Boy Scout handbook. Tells you how far you walk or something.
It sure does. My father gave me this when I was a boy. I had a wonderful time with it.
You did?
What did you do, Dad?
Well, I put it on, and then I walked to school, and to the ice house, and back and forth to the library, all over town, and then I checked to see how far I'd walked.
Oh. Well, I guess there wasn't much to do in those days, was there, Dad?
Look, Wally, try it for a couple of days. You'll be surprised to find out how much fun you'll have with it.
Oh, well, gee, Dad, I'm taking the bus to school now, and I get a lift after football practice. On Saturday, they're driving us over to play Madison High. I don't know if I can take time out to do any walking. Oh, but thanks anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. You know, walking's one of the greatest sports in the world. I guess when I was a boy, I must have walked 20 miles a day.
Gee whiz, 20 miles? All with your feet?
Sure, all with my feet. See, it must have been at least 10 miles back and forth to school. And then after school, what with errands and chores, why, I guess I'd easily put another 10 miles on it. Well.
Could I have it, Dad?
Well, you sure can, Beaver. And you know, you're going to be amazed to find out how many miles you walk in a day.
Gee, thanks, Dad. This is a real meat walking machine.
Just hope you have as much fun with it as I did. Oh, by the way, boys, supper's going to be a little late.
How come?
Your mother pushed the wrong button.
Hey, Wally, how far do you think it is from here to the bathroom?
Nah, that's only a couple steps. You couldn't add up any miles that way.
You could if you get as dirty as I do.
Nevada.
N-E-V-A-D-A.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Don't you have time for an egg or something?
No,
I'll eat two tomorrow. The boy's gone yet?
Wally's still upstairs. Beaver left for school 15 minutes ago.
Oh, did the bus come early?
No, he wanted to walk to school with his new pedometer.
Well, now, there you are, dear. You see, I'm not as old-fashioned as you thought I was.
Yes, well, I'm not so sure you should glamorize your romantic past. You don't want Beaver getting to school so tired he can't do his work.
I think it's a very nice tribute for a boy to want to be like his father.
I suppose so. As long as he doesn't overdo it.
Thanks, dear.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Kind of his father gave it to him when he was a kid. He used to walk 20 miles a day.
Who told you that, Baloney?
My father told me, and he doesn't tell Baloney.
Go on, Beaver. Nobody can walk 20 miles a day.
Are you calling my father a liar?
No, nobody can walk it, that's all, especially a kid.
If he said he walked it, he walked it. I'll bet you I could walk 20 miles.
I'll bet you could, too. How much do you bet?
I'll bet you $1 million.
Huh. You don't have $1 million.
All right. I'll bet you something I got.
Yeah, Beaver. Why don't you bet him on your new outfielder's mitt?
Well, all right, I will. What do you bet me, Whitey?
I'll bet you my 3-cell flashlight with the batteries included in.
Well,
go ahead, bet him, Beaver. What's 20 miles?
Okay. I'll bet. I'll bet you by tomorrow I'll walk 20 miles, right in the dial.
Boy, Beaver, you gonna lose this one. What a dopey bet.
Hey, Larry, how far is 20 miles?
Well, I once saw a guy on television walk 20 miles through the desert for water. And by the time he got there, he was dead.
Ward?
Our paperboy's getting less distance, but more coverage.
Ward, did you see the Beaver anywhere on your way home?
No, something wrong?
He isn't home from school yet, and it's after 5 o'clock.
Oh, it probably took the long way around.
Yes, thanks to your boyhood memories.
No, walking will do him good. You realize the Army's turning down boys because they're not in condition?
The Army? Ward, you stop talk like that. Why, he's just a baby.
Oh, relax, dear. You'll be home in a couple of minutes.
And school's out even. No wonder that guy on television died.
Come on, Larry. Let's zigzag some more.
I'll wait for you, Beaver. If I'm gonna die, I don't want to die from walking.
Wally! Wally, would you come down here a minute?
Ward, I'm really worried about the Beaver. He should have been home long ago.
Wally!
Yeah, Dad?
What did I do, Dad?
Well, nothing.
Well, then how come you called me?
We wanted to ask if you might know where your brother went after school.
Oh, well, heck, I don't know.
Don't you have any idea?
Well, a couple months ago, he said he'd like to run away and join a circus. Well, but he was probably kidding, though.
Thank you very much, Wally. You can go back upstairs.
Yes, sir.
Look, dear, if he isn't home in 15 minutes, I'll send Wally out to look for him.
All right. Ward, there aren't any circuses in town, are there?
What you got now, Beav?
Only 3 miles and a little hump. You don't think it's busted, do you, Larry?
Maybe it's not walking American miles.
Sure it is. My father was an American when he was a kid.
Hey, maybe we could take it down to Simpson's paint store and hang it on the machine that chicks up the paint.
Daddy put a whole mess of miles on it. Nah. Mr. Simpson wouldn't let us do that. He gets mad if you even look in the window. What time is it, Larry?
It says 20 after 6, so it must be around 5:30.
Well, I guess I'd better get home.
Me too, Beaver. I'm getting sort of hungry.
Hey, Beaver. What are you doing taking your baseball glove to school?
Cause.
Well, cause why?
Cause I'm giving it to Whitey.
Well, for lend or for keeps?
For keeps. I bet it him and I lost it.
Oh, boy. Dad's gonna be sore when he hears about this. Well, what did you bet, Whitey?
Well, I bet him I could walk 20 miles a day, like Dad used to.
Gee, Beaver, Dad was just talking. Just cause he said he walked 20 miles when he was a kid, what did you have to go around saying it for?
You mean he didn't mean it?
Grown-ups are always saying stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, Wally, a guy'd be a lot better off if he locked himself in his room and didn't listen to anybody.
You couldn't do that, Beaver. They'd send a truant officer after you.
Oh, boys, your mother says tell you breakfast ready.
Okay, Dad.
But, gee, Dad, the bus doesn't come for almost a half hour.
Well, Beaver, I thought you were going to walk to school again today.
No. I've done enough walking for a while.
What's the matter?
Search me.
Boy, Beaver, this is the easiest bet I ever won.
That glove's a lot better than your crummy old flashlight.
Don't be a sorehead, Beaver. I might let you catch with it when I'm up at bat.
Yeah, Beaver. It's not Whitey's fault you made a dumb bet.
Sure, Beaver. You're the one who said your father could walk 20 miles a day.
He did walk 20 miles a day.
Did not.
Did too.
Huh, my father wouldn't make up baloney like that.
Come on, kids.
What a sore loser. Good morning, Miss Landers.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Well, where are the other members of my happy little family?
Wally went over to Chewy's. Chewy bought a motor scooter for 75 cents.
Dear, I think you must have heard wrong. You can't buy a motor scooter for 75 cents.
That's what Wally said.
Well, where's the Beaver?
He's been up in his room ever since he came home from school.
Oh, studying?
Sulking.
Well, at least that'll keep him off the streets.
No, Ward, he's really worried about something. I can't get anything out of him.
Well, it's probably some little thing that happened at school. I'll go up and kid him out of it. Get his mind on something else.
How?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell him to get his fielder's mitt and come out in the backyard and play some catch. Hi, Beaver. I thought we... Well, what are you sitting here tearing up paper for?
Because I'm mad.
What are you mad about?
Nothing.
You're certainly tearing up a lot of paper to be mad at nothing.
Yes, sir.
Anything I can do?
No, sir.
Who are you mad at?
Everybody.
Oh, come on now. You can't be mad at everybody. I tell you what. Let's forget all about it and go outside and play some catch. Come on, get your fielder's mitt.
What'd you have to say a mean thing like that for?
Beaver!
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I was over working on Tui's new motor scooter.
Your father says you can't buy a motor scooter for 75 cents.
Well, Tui did.
Wally says Tui did too buy a motor scooter for 75 cents.
What kind of a scooter?
Well, it doesn't have any wheels. The place where you sit's rusted through, and the gearbox is gone.
Well, it's just a piece of junk. It's not good for anything.
Yeah, I know. But Tui says he couldn't pass up a bargain like that.
Ward, did you find out what was bothering the beaver?
Oh, I asked him if he wanted to go out and play catch, and he locked himself in the bathroom. He says he's mad at everybody.
Everybody?
Well, that's what he said. I thought I'd just let him cool off until supper time.
Dad?
Uh-huh?
I think I know what's bothering the beaver.
So do I. He's mad at everybody.
Well, not everybody. Just you.
What's he mad at me about?
Well, because you told him you used to walk 20 miles a day.
What?
Yeah, and he believed you and he made a bet. Then he tried to prove it with the pedometer. He only walked about 4 miles and he lost his glove. So now he's mad at you.
Why would he do a ridiculous thing like that?
Because he wanted to be like you, Dad.
Oh, but Wally, when I said 20 miles a day, I was just using a round figure.
Yeah, well, you and I know that, Dad, because we're grown up, but... Gee, the beaver, he's just a kid. He'll believe anything you say.
Yeah. Well, I guess in the future, you and I are going to have to be more careful about what we say. Aren't we, Wally?
Yeah, I guess we are, Dad.
Where's your father going?
Upstairs to talk to the beaver.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. If me and Tui get the motor scooter running, would you buy it off of us to go to the market with?
Well, Wally, I think Tui's mother deserves first crack at it.
Sure, we'll ask her.
Beaver, come on out now. Come on.
Well, I'm not going to pick up those papers no matter what you do to me.
Beaver, I didn't come up here to scold you. I came up to explain about something. Wally told me about the glove.
You mean you're not going to holler at me for losing it?
No, I'm not. You see, Beav, when I gave you my old pedometer, I wanted you to share my enthusiasm. So, well, when I said I walk 20 miles a day, I'm afraid I was exaggerating a little.
You were?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
How many miles worth were you exaggerating?
Well, I'm afraid quite a few, Beaver.
Oh.
Well, Beaver, you and the other fellows exaggerate from time to time, don't you?
Yeah, kids do. But a father should not. Dad, why'd you make up that stuff about walking 20 miles?
Well, I guess I was just remembering how much fun I had when I was a boy.
Was it all fun when you were a boy?
Oh, no, it certainly wasn't, Beaver, but... when you grow up and look back on your childhood, I guess you're inclined to remember the good things and to forget about the bad ones.
Gee, you mean when I'm grown up, I'll forget about the day being such a bad day?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. When you tell this story to your boy, you may even say you walked 40 miles a day.
Yeah, that'd make him think I was a real neat dad, wouldn't it?
I guess it would, Beaver.
Dad?
Yeah?
I'll pick up the papers.
Thank you, Beaver. I was just out in the garage. What's all that junk out there?
Oh, that's Tui's motor scooter. He brought it over this morning. Wally bought it for $2.
Well, Tui only paid 75 cents for it.
Well, I know, dear, but Wally knows someone who'll pay $4 for it. And he won't tell Tui who it is.
Well, where is our clever scooter trader?
He's upstairs. He and Beaver are getting washed for lunch.
Hey, Wally, what's that stuff you're using?
It's mechanic soap. I was working on the scooter. It's real good. You want to use some?
Nah. I already washed. Well, anyway, I don't want to get them too clean. They'll expect it every day.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally, that was pretty neat. Dad and Mittany made up that walking stuff yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, you know, next time Dad catches me telling a big story, I'm going to say I was just reminiscing about my childhood.
Hey, Wally, that's pretty funny. Are you really going to do it?
Nah. Dad might not think it's so funny. What are you doing?
Looking for a secret panel.
Cut it out, Beaver. They don't have secret panels in this kind of house. They only have them in castles and stuff.
Larry Mandel's got a secret panel in his house.
That's just an old laundry chute.
Well, he wrote secret panel on it.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Gee, Dad, for me?
Hey.
Yeah, I picked it up downtown this afternoon.
Boy.
Look, it's just like your other one, Beef.
Now, Beaver, there's just one thing. I hope you've learned your lesson. I don't want you making any bets with this one.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of difference in gloves now and when I was a boy.
Gee, Dad, did you play baseball when you were a kid?
Did I? We had an industrial league. I was still in high school, and I... Actually, I only played part of one season. You wouldn't be interested.
Gee, Dad, don't stop telling us about the neat things you did, even if you do exaggerate them up.
Well, maybe I'll tell you about it after supper.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.